Hey, I'm Bob Runkel, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts and stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it.
The DJ Bob Show, pop culture, past, and present. And now, here's your host, DJ Bob.
As you know, the DJ Bob Show is a pop culture podcast, but it's also a great deal about my life and the people in my life and the people that matter to me. One of the more important parts of my life is this human you're about to meet. When I met this person, I was at a real dark place in my life, and she was my friend and sort of got me through my little slump there, and what was a friendship turned into way more. And I would love to finally introduce you to, honest to God, the love of my life, Sydney. On her birthday, no less. Happy birthday, Sid.
Thank you. I am old now.
Yes, you are. Older than me. As you like to point out.
Yes.
Thank God, it's only 6 months. Okay. So, I'm gonna start it with this. You've been in other relationships before. We're not gonna name names.
Yes.
But when you got into this one, what felt different to you?
Just our connection.
Now, for the uninitiated, which is a lot of our audience, tell them about our connection, because it was sort of weird how it all happened.
I mean, we got on the phone and just instantly started talking, and I don't do that with anybody.
And you always preface it, like...
Yeah. Didn't I preface it with you? Didn't
we? Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I did.
And, you know, for me, the difference that I found was, like, you didn't care about my creative endeavors.
Yeah.
And that, I'm saying that so nicely because you do now.
Yes.
You could give two flying monkeys if I had a podcast or not.
Yeah.
And it's a real beautiful thing. In fact, our first phone conversation ended with me saying, I hate you.
And me saying, I hate you too.
And we don't know why that happened.
No.
It just did.
Yeah. So, if, let's just say, you're abducted by aliens, and you had to choose a 90s TV show character to take over your podcast for the rest of your life, who would it be and why?
Well, you know, aliens are very similar to dinosaurs, so... Baby Sinclair from Dinosaurs would be fun. Because he would go off.
I would listen to every episode.
This is episode 105!
Not the DJ!
Not the Bob Show, yeah! Yeah, there's
I'm the baby.
Gotta
love me.
Yeah. That'd be a fun one.
It would.
So, the cool thing about our relationship and the fun thing is that you get to witness all the bloopers that happen.
Yes.
What are some of your favorites of the DJ Bob blooper archives?
Cheryl Chased. Chased? Past tense?
It's not very often that I get to cross an interview off the bucket list. Well, today, you guys are so lucky to get one of those. And I'm honored to share it with you. Cheryl Chased. Chased? Past tense? Yeah, that's fun. And there's always new discoveries with us.
Oh, and then there's prepubescent Bob.
They don't need to know that.
Okay, cool.
They don't need to know that, or do they?
Up next, we have some VOV. Some terrible.
And
lots of other stuff.
Okay, now I have to play them the clip. Thanks!
We got some great music coming up, including some B.O.B., Paramore, and lots of other stuff. Right now, Sean Kingston and Nicki Minaj with Letting Go on the DJ Bob Show.
Oh. Here's sort of a controversial question.
Yes.
What do you think makes us different than other disabled couples?
Not to quote you, but our disabilities are in the background.
Oh. I would love it if you quoted me. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that too. Cause we barely talk about it.
Yeah.
If we ever do, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the next question I want to ask, because honestly, I think people will find this interesting. How did we meet?
We met through a friend.
A friend, yes.
Yes.
And they were trying to get us in touch.
Yes.
It worked.
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, thanks, friend. We love you, friend. I love the TV show Friends. Yeah. So, friend introduced us. And after a while, we started talking without friend.
Yes.
And with that, we were talking for hours on end.
Yes.
Exploring and learning and growing.
Staying up until, what, 2 in the morning for you?
I mean, we sort of still do that.
Good point.
But it was long.
Yes.
So what do you think is your biggest strength as a couple?
That we are so similar to the point where we say the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of the times.
Absolutely. And I think what makes us so strong is that we know what each other need. We know what each person needs.
Yes, that is very true.
Either to succeed or to get through stuff.
Yes.
And we know how to make each other laugh.
Yes.
Which is, you gotta have humor in a relationship.
We definitely have plenty of that.
Yeah, we do.
Put two weird people together and you get us.
I like us.
I do too.
So, when we met, What did you expect, and how did it exceed your expectations? This I want to know.
I was just expecting a relationship to last. Just longer than a couple weeks.
And I think you got that. I think you got that.
I think I scored. Big time. Yes.
Yes, we big love time. That. Big time rush.
Big time.
So, we know a lot about each other.
Yes, we do.
Let's quiz each other.
All right.
We have not prepped this.
No, we have not.
Because, for the record, when we prep things, it just doesn't sound
good. We sound like robots.
And we are we are humans.
Beep, boop, boop, bop, boop, boop, beep.
Yeah, right. So, trivia.
Who wants to go first?
What is my favorite color?
Orange.
Yes, it is.
What is mine?
Blue.
No.
What is, your favorite color is red.
Yes.
Okay.
Favorite food.
Mac and cheese.
Chicken parm for you.
Yes. Which you've never had.
No, I have not.
Which will change. Right. Because my mother, who's probably listening to this. Hi, Mom.
Hi, DJ Mom.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
She has been all over you about that.
She's been all over me, period.
Yes, she has. And that's why we love her.
Yes.
Okay. What is my favorite band?
Band. Besides the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Boys.
Yes. You get it right for the air. That's so good. And AJR is an honorable mention.
Yes. And Michael Jackson. But I know.
Well, Jackson 5. Jackson.
Yeah. True.
Okay. And your favorite band is the Beatles.
Yes.
But Panic at the Disco. For an honorable mention.
Easily, yes.
Okay. What is a movie that means a lot to the other person?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, yours also has Willy in the Willy, title.
Willy, ironically.
Free Willy.
Yes.
Your funniest memory of me.
Yeah. That's difficult to think of because there's so many.
You know, why don't you tell them about CP and the startle reflex? And how certain things affect people, i.e. horror films.
lead into that.
Well, what song were we listening to that led to that? We were listening to something.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday.
You're right. One morning, we were listening to In the Club by 50 Cent. And Sydney had a question for me, and she said,
have you ever seen Happy Death Day?
So now, what kind of movie is that?
It's a horror movie.
And tell them about me. Tell them what I told you from the very beginning.
Bob doesn't do horror movies. Because of the startle reflex. And somehow I forgot that. For that split second.
And I let you know that you forgot it.
By saying.
You really think I'm gonna watch that?
Yes. Yeah. So that was. Oh! I think one of my favorite memories, not memories, funniest, was my impression of you. And when I got the show name wrong.
Oh, yeah. And you were so confident. Why don't you tell them?
So, we were doing impressions of people, and I'm like, I can do a good impression of you, Bob. And Bob goes, okay. And so I go, hi, I'm Bob Ruckel, and you're listening to the DJ Bob podcast. And he says, Sydney, what's the name of my show?
I did.
And then I'm just like, oh, shoot.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. So, let's go a little deeper. Alright?
Okay.
What is the most, like, what do you think is the most sort of, not romantic, people throw that, but like the kindest thing that I've done for you? And I say that because most guys these days are kind of not, they just want it for other reasons. But I've always treated you with respect. So what is one of, you know, when did you know, oh, this guy wants me for me and not anything else?
The whole orca, when you accepted by orcas.
Well, they don't know that, so.
True.
Tell them.
So, as he said, Free Willy is my favorite movie. And when I was 7, I watched it for the first time. And I fell in love with the animal in that movie. Fell in love with orcas. And ever since then, I've been obsessed in the best way possible.
And that's not putting it lightly.
No. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Because I
treat these orcas like family, honestly.
So, yeah, as soon as she told me, I kind of just took it and just made it my own.
Yeah. You didn't just take it. You were like, oh, tell me more.
Yeah. And I've embraced them. And You know, talk about that because, you know, you didn't think you could love a human.
Yes.
Can you sort of go into that?
Yes. For the longest time. Okay. I should go into the whole Southern Residence thing.
Okay.
How am I going to do that?
Just do it. We'll find a way around it.
Okay. So, up in Washington State, there are orcas that have names and everything, and they live out in the wild, and they're called the Southern Resident Orcas. And those orcas have become my family, my life support at times. One in particular.
Kashadka.
Yes. And I thought that I would never find somebody that I would love as much as I do the orcas and as much as I do love Kashadka. Well, I was wrong.
Okay. Now, I don't want to be buttered up. But I want to know what was it about me that made me with them.
Just the whole hospital stay.
Yeah. Long story short, Sydney was in the hospital for a long time. Well, seemed to be long. And I stepped up and sort of took care of her remotely, the best way I could. And I was there constantly. And we grew together because of it.
Yeah.
It's a real beautiful thing. And it makes me so happy.
Me too.
So, yeah. I mean, so, do you have any questions for me about our relationship? Anything you want to know or anything you're curious about?
What did you think of me when you first met me?
I love her energy. I love how she's just willing to help me and guide me and sort of, because I was in a rough place, and you were just all hands on deck and just there.
Still am.
Like, if you know something's up with me, you're not afraid to help.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a long road. I've been through a lot. But I have my home now.
So do I. Well, now I have two homes. My orcas and you.
And I'm so happy to celebrate your birthday with you and the audience.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you were here today.
Me too. And I will be back.
Please don't be a stranger. And,
I will not. I will come back.
Alrighty. Well, on that note, stay tuned for another episode of the DJ Bob Show real soon. Until then, I'm DJ Bob, and I'm so glad that I got to share this amazing human with you. I love you, yes. Sid.
I love you, too.
The DJ Bob Show. Pop culture, past and present.